We are holding at the very top of Lamed Dalid Amid Beis. Okay, a new case now. Says the Gemara, Omarovo, Haisilophon of Kikar Shalhefkir. So there was a ownerless kikar, loaf of bread, in front of the person. Now, he did not pick it up. That's what you have to learn, right? The guy is just looking at this loaf. The Amr, he says, Kikar Zo Hektish. He makes it into Hektish. And then, not lo la'ochla. He takes it and he eats it, right? He was going to eat it. Mal lefi kulo. So he was over me'ila. That there are two different ways he could be over me'ila. He could actually eat from it or he could just be, you know, picking it up. Because picking up now is a ma'isa gezela. So according to this, says the Gemara, he has to pay kulo. He has to pay the entire value of the loaf. The Ran explains over here, and the very top Ran, he says, "Amar v'haislefan kikar shel hefker, v'am kikar zu hekdesh, not lo achlo malafi kulo, haydi nokit lo b'kikar shel hefker." The fact that the case the Gemara is discussing is where it's ownerless, it's hefker. V'lo nokit le b'kikar shelo. Why can't that be hefker? It could be his own personal property. It's in his property, it's in his chatzar, his courtyard, and he wants to be makdish that instead. Why didn't he give that case? Says the Ran. In this case, not if he would pick that up, his own kikar, he would not be over me'ila. Why not? Because before it was makdish, it's his own. And even after he was makdish, it's still in his own property. Sahavile, it's like gizbar shel hekdesh. He's like the treasurer. Darmina b'sof perakam chagiga she'im notol dover shel hekdesh. If a person picks up an item of hekdesh, zachus bo to acquire it, lomol. He's not over me'ila. Mishum de mikar nami b'reshu sekoi. Because it was originally in his reshus, v'hashanami b'reshusai.
It's still in his reshus. So that's why, explains Ron, it had to be dealing with a case of something that was not his originally, it had to be hefkir.
V'ein me'il v'hekdesh el v'moitzei m'reshus hekdesh l'reshus achir.
The way you're oval is me'il is when you take it from one reshus into another.
U'mali v'chetzer, u'mali v'yado.
So what difference does it make whether it's from taking it out of his chotz or taking it out of his hand?
Both cases, it's not leaving his reshus. It was there all along.
And therefore, knock it lay bekika shel hefker. That's why the Ran explains that our case in the Gemara is talking about it's hefker.
Shahaiso omedes tok dalit amosov.
So this is interesting. You know, the other question is how did he get it? How was he able to be kona in it, right? So it must be where it was in his dalit amos, because you know there's a rule that you have a kinyan chotzer on something that's within your dalit amos. That's how the Ran's learning the case.
Shekonos lo b'chol makom, that would require for him. Umishum hachi ki amor, and it says kikar zu hekdesh chayal.
That's why it works.
Makdish zeh will zocha bo me'olam,
because he was never acquired beforehand. So that's the chiddush that the Ran wants to learn pshat in the case. So that's why he's over the entire value. Okay, then the Gemara now contrasts that. What if he, not that he wants to take it to eat it, but the harisha levonav, the reason why he now picks it up, it's not for himself, but he wants to make this a Yerusha, an inheritance for his kids. I mean, I'm not going to take it right now. It's going to be very beneficial. My kids are going to think, oh, my dad's a great guy. He gave me this property, this food. So ma'al lefitovus hanoshibah. In that case, he's over me'ila, but not for the entire amount of it. It's only this tovus hanah that his kids will, you know, feel indebted because he gave this over to them, but he didn't get any directly benefit from it. In here, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Me'ila Perek Dalad Tes. Yesh me'ila b'nedarim. There is a way to be over me'ila through making a neder. Ketzad, how does this happen? Ha'omer kikar zu alai korban o hekdesh. He says this kikar is korban o hekdesh. Va'ochl and eats it ma'al. And he's over me'ila. Af api shehu shehi moteres lacherim. Even though other people could eat it because it was only on him. Lefikach ein lapinyon. You can't be poted the shahara ein a kodesh el lezeb ovad because it's only on him. So therefore you can't redeem it. Omar, but the guy would say, Kikar zu kodesh, o korban right? This is now he's not it's on me, but it's on the cheft itself. For ochlo bein hu bein achir mo'ol, right? So then the meila is on everybody. Lefikach yesh lo opinion. You could be poided. Heislefon of kikar shel hefker. Our case now. You have something that's hefker. For omer guy says kikazu hekdesh not lo almenas lo ochlo. The guy picks it up and he's planning to eat it. Mo'ol lefi kulo. He has to pay for the whole value of it. Almas laharisha. If he wants to do this just to make it a inheritance for his kids, says the Rambam, based on a Gemara, mal lefi tovus hania shibo. He has to pay only for the amount of hana that he got from it, but not for the total cost of the item. Continues now the Gemara. Boy mine revchia bar avin mirova. Kikari alecha. My kikar, my loaf is a korban, is osur on you, right? Unasana lo b'matana mahu. And then he gives it to him as a matana. He says this is osur on you, and he gives it to him. So now, what's the din? Is it kikari omelo? That kol's man, it was my kikar. It's in my possession. Kikar, that's what omelo, that's what he's saying to him. Ki isi bereshu say, who to usher, and therefore it's only usher when it's in my property, it's my possession. But if I'm giving it to you as a matana, so it's no longer mine, and therefore it no longer be usher to you. So that is the diak on kikar. Oh, dilma no, maybe the other word is the alecha. That's really what we're working on. It's on you. So he says when it's on you, so amrle, that's what he's saying. Ilave shavise hektish, meaning he's making to him. It's usher to you, regardless of whether it's mine or somebody else's. Even if I give it to you, then it would be usher. So Omerle, Rava says back, Pshita, it's poshit, it's obvious. Afal gav de havile b'matano, even though he gave it to him as a gift, usher. So really, he's learning that the key word is alecha. This is usher unto you. Ela kikari alecha lafuke mai. So then, what was the word what's he trying to say by this, right? Lav lafuki di ganva mine mignov. Isn't it coming to exclude a case where it's someone's stolen from him? Meaning, if it got stolen in that case, then it would be allowed to. It's only kolzman that it's mine. The Ron speaks this out down at the bottom, 2, 3, 6 lines from the bottom. Pshita da afaga di havi nihola matona oser. De lo ale lafuke mai ganav to min ganam bitmia, right? It's like a rhetorical question. Kolom means like this: Vadai afogav yohiv niho the maton. Even though he certainly gave this guy as a matono, osro lav kikaro. He still this is osro to you. I'm giving it to you. De lo, because if not saying like this, laiza inyan osro lav. Why did he make it osro on him? Meaning, if it's mine. It's already osur to you. It's my property. You can't have my property. So it must be, even after I gave it to you, I still want to be osur on you, right? My nafkele min isura. So hari ba'od shahakikar shalo b'rshuso ain't sorach l'osur alav. Well, it's my possession. I didn't have to do it. So it must be even after I've given it to you to be osur. Shahare osur v'oymed hulo. It's osur on him. The lake l'meima, don't say like this. To mishum hachi osur alav. That's why he wanted to make it osur. Mishum di'i meganva minei. It's also allowed that if it is stolen from you, it should be still osir. The lake lemasi gadaita hachi. That's not a havamin. You would ever think that would happen. That's not really what was going on in your thought process. Elavari rather lohachi osir. This is the reason why he said it's osir. Kadesh lo yaftir lo sheyit milo. So the guy shouldn't pressure him to give it to him, right? Force me to give it to him. V'chem shekein, since that's how it is. Akorachach afilu acher matana osrola. That even after it was a matana, it should still be osr to him. So is that the case that it would be? It would still be osr if you gave him to as a gift. So amr le, Rav says back, lo. That's not the case. That's not what we're coming to exclude. Lafuke de'i azmene Allah. The case is where the guy invited him to come eat from this kikar before he took the neder. So in that case, you know, the part of the kikar that he invited to eat is his, and the owner can't make it osur on him. But even if he invited another person before he took the neder, then the entire kikar would still be osur to him if he in fact gave it to him as a matana, as a gift.